Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, Joe Beninati joins us as we get into Caps Rangers. Series starts on Sunday, 3 o'clock. Right now, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page, which is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. I've seen those little Don't Sleep energy bottles go from about 20 to 10 to 5. I think there's one.
That's all that's left.
Yeah.
I might need one today. I told Cakes that I'm driving to the VMI area, whatever. I think we're staying at a hotel about 30 minutes away.
It's inside baseball, but do you need to leave right away because you have about 10 billion things you got to do?
No, but I'd like to do them during because I do need an hour sleep. I'm exhausted.
Which couch do you pick? Green room couch or the spot that was supposed to be
allegedly
like?
Allegedly, it's supposed to be our office.
Okay.
Because I just got to close the doors.
The thing we did yesterday, you have to redo.
Sorry. I knew it. Why?
The thing stopped in the middle of while you're doing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it's
Radio
because
Insider.
I'm literally reading a spot I read like a year ago. The spots are all, they're old.
You have to double check the spots before, like, and triple check because sometimes you get weird looking copy.
So I have to do those.
Yeah.
Those are fine because they're easy to read. And I do zero ad-libbing.
Case in point, on the outline today, we're giving away tickets to the Aerosmith Peace Out Farewell Tour.
Yes.
Not the Farewell Tour, the Farewell Tour.
By the way, we're doing that at 6:45.
Okay, we're doing that soon.
Hold on. Can we talk about what's important? All the work I have to do?
All right. It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
So I got to do those. Yeah, that was four.
Vandal.
Okay.
And then there's another thing.
The legal one? Legal Shield?
No.
All right. Because those start on Monday.
I'm sure you guys have noticed.
I'll probably get another email about that. So that on top of the more stuff. So you'll probably have about eight things you got
to
do.
Valdez has noticed because he hands them to me every day. I have had a recent glow up when it comes to reads and endorsements. Uh-huh. I went through the desert for many, many moons.
The desert JP's driving in.
Look, all of us hit that dry spell from time to time.
an Oasis will pop up sooner or later.
But yeah. I've been made whole.
All right, good.
I've been made whole again, which is great.
I'd like you to read mine, but give me the money.
No, I won't do that. I'm happy to read yours, but I would need the money for doing the actual reads.
Yeah. So we'll get into an actual preview with Joe Beninati, but just to give you some odds here, this from ESPN Bet. The Caps for game one, money line, plus 195.
Ooh.
Rangers minus 230. Leading points guy on the Rangers is Artemi Panarin.
Doesn't he have like 71 assists? I think I saw
49
that.
Goals, 71 assists.
That's
finished with
points.
120 points. Dylan Strome led the way for the Caps with 67 points. So quite a big difference there. Their goalie, Shesterkin.
Yep, Igor.
Igor Shesterkin, similar save percentage to Lindgren, but his record was 36-17-2. But we talked about this the last couple of days. The season series was split 2-2. Home team won every game. But Lindgren, when he was in the net, if you toss aside the Darcy Kuemper game, Lindgren was 2-1 and only allowed 3 goals in 3 games to the New York Rangers.
Yeah,
so.
And that's the Caps are going to have to continue that formula if they have any chance of beating the Rangers. They're not going to beat them in a game where it's high-flying and wide open because the Rangers are just a better offensive all-around team than the Capitals. It's not going to be a bunch of 5-4, 6-5 type of results.
So you've got the Caps playoff series starting on Sunday. Tonight in the NBA, you have 2 elimination games. You already had play-in games, so a couple of teams advanced in the play-in games and are 7 seeds. The Lakers in the West, for example, they advanced, and they are the 7 seed going to take the Nuggets. But in the Western Conference, the Kings also won their play-in game, eliminated the Golden State Warriors, but now they play the Pelicans, who lost to the Lakers. Kings-Pelicans would be a matchup in favor of the Pelicans, I believe, during the season, swept them. But now they don't have Zion Williamson, and Brandon Ingram has just kind of been returning from injury, so the Kings probably have an advantage there.
How many games, roughly? You don't have to look it up. I'm guessing you know. How many games did Zion play this year?
I'd guess about 65.
So he did pretty well. Did pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah.
As far as staying healthy. And then this is just a hamstring, so that's, you know, it's not a long-term thing. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but those can be tricky.
No, it's for sure.
Tricky to come back from at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he may not make it back for the series, but he'll be fine. Like, he'll be able to play 75 games next year if he's healthy.
You would think. He played 70 games this year.
70. Yeah, so that's great for him. And what were his numbers? What were his numbers?
Average 23.
22.9 and 6 boards, 5 assists per game.
Some people thought his game against the Lakers was a potential breakout, like in terms of gaining confidence. He had 40 points, and nobody could stop him. LeBron, AD, anybody they threw at him, he was just – that dude is a freaking freight train. He just goes right at people. He's not a guy that's going to shoot many threes.
No.
He just takes the ball right to the rack.
Yeah, no. He's definitely a freak. But I feel like it's kind of like as a culture, we're kind of like over Zion a little bit, right? Because everyone's on the Wemby and Luka and everybody. He just doesn't get the hype.
Well, also, too, he plays in a small market, kind of in anonymity.
He just hasn't been as good.
Yeah.
He hasn't been as good. So in the Eastern Conference, the Sixers beat the Heat the other night. Joel Embiid has been back, and they have a great record with Embiid in the lineup, losing record without him. So they're going to advance and play the Knicks, who are the 2 seed. So the Heat are the 7. They beat the Heat. Heat have their elimination game against the Bulls, who beat the Hawks. Hawks out of it. So that is also tonight, sticking
Please
in the playoffs.
Please alert me when it's all best of series.
Yeah.
And then all the eliminations
it's too much
and
to
the
keep
play-in
track.
Games are done.
I couldn't recite any of the stuff you just said.
Happens.
I literally couldn't.
The NBA has done a great job of taking the casual fan, and I consider myself a casual fan outside of the Wizards, and confusing them with the play-in system.
Mm.
I'm confused. I'm just personally confused about it.
All right, well, the Sixers and Lakers won their play-in games.
Right.
That Got was it. The 7-8 game,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, understood.
The teams that lost those games, they get a second shot
right. To
play the winner of the 9-10. So this is your last shot elimination games, and then it'll be the 16 teams that are in the playoffs.
All right, let me ask this question. What was the problem with the previous system?
Not enough teams in the mix?
Hold on. You're telling me previously they thought there weren't enough NBA teams making the playoffs?
They added 4 more kicks. Draymond Green said the other day he originally thought it was a terrible system.
Yeah.
But he thinks it's the best thing to happen in the NBA. You obviously don't concur, but I'm just filling you in on the news.
Disagree with the one Draymond Green.
Colorado's had 14 players transfer, but Deion Sanders says no big deal.
How many?
14.
Right.
Well, I guess they're in the transfer portal.
Right.
He said, "We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches, and please have some faith in me. We good."
Right. Well, I think that's kind of what he's got to say. It seems like a big number, right? It seems like a fairly big number.
He also said most of them were backups.
Well, of course, yeah.
And he went on to say, I think we got some starting caliber players coming in from visits pretty soon, maybe even this weekend, but we can attract those type of players. What do you make of his recruiting system where he doesn't go to anybody's houses?
I don't think that's great. I think you want to, like, especially a guy as charismatic as Deion, like, that what's dude's his, a closer. Like, you get him in a living
would,
room, he's
yeah,
gonna,
that would be
he's
his,
woo you.
The ace up his sleeve, so you would think.
What
over...
is his method? They bring them to him?
Yes. I mean, I forget the reason why.
Deion is a complicated guy, man.
He's against in-home recruiting visits.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is he better flip that record next year, or else the fickle fans are going to start leaving in droves. You can't just keep trotting out 4-8, 5-win seasons.
He's only had one.
That's what I'm saying. You can't have another 4-win season, or else the buzz disappears from his program.
Right.
Like, it had some buzz last year when they were winning games, and it faded as they were losing. He can't turn in another clunker, in my opinion.
Here's what he said about the in-home recruiting visits. I've never heard one guy say, I chose this college because this coach came to my crib. Have you? I can't do the things other coaches do. You know why? I'm Coach Prime. And right. I didn't stutter when I said that, he said.
Right. Look,
he took them, though, from, I guess, they were 1-8 in the final 9 games, right, which is terrible. But I think he took over a team with only one win the year before.
Took over an awful team, just a dead program. So he gets credit for actually getting them some respectability and getting them some wins.
For sure.
But you can't just run in place and have 4 or 5 wins. You gotta start building on that.
And, of course, we're going to talk a lot about Drake May versus Jaden Daniels and who the Commanders may take. The latest odds, basically even now from Vegas, in terms of who's going to go number 2. 2 days ago, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels emerged as the clear favorite over Drake May to be the second overall pick. It was minus 275 to plus 215. Well, now DraftKings has both at minus 115.
Ooh, dead heat.
What is
Do
that?
They know something?
I don't think
this development comes after the 4 quarterback visit. Daniels' agent then reacted on X, and now the word is now spreading that perhaps Daniels doesn't want to go to the Commanders. Huh. Who knows? But the Vegas line's moving a little bit towards Drake May, Cakes.
Interesting. When do we have to finalize our boards, by the way? Are we doing that next week?
Yeah, I'd imagine Thursday morning.
I feel like mine's
next week. You have until Thursday.
Okay.
You still have an empty slot on your board?
No, I filled it in. I can't remember who I filled
it
in with.
You filled it in with the guy who was on your foobar. You put Drake May back in.
And we will have the parameters of the board so that EB can't wiggle his way out of it.
He needs 2 boards.
I'm doing what we originally said it was. Who's going to be the best one in 3 or 4 years when we look back at the list? That's what we originally said. If you go back to the original argument.
Just give me the parameters on Monday or Tuesday and let me know exactly what they are so I can have my board ready.
I know, but it's just a weird thing that Eric's not going to draft the person who he thinks is going to be good in 3 or 4
he's
years.
He's going to skip over the top 3 on his board to go with number 4 on his board.
I'm thankful I'm not the GM. I'm thankful I don't have to make this choice. I think it's a really, really, really hard choice. Although, I got a picture here of Drake May, and he's throwing the football, and he doesn't have his fingers on the strings.
Ooh. No, not on the laces?
Not on the laces?
That's bizarre. That's
like something JP would do. You see a picture of JP holding the football?
Yeah, but see, it could be a quick wide receiver screen, so you catch the ball, you immediately got to get it out.
Can't you instinctively just grab those?
No, that extra second.
You don't have time.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If it's a three-step drop,
I don't like it either.
That's
it. I think in a three-step drop, you have time to put your fingers on the laces.
No, it's his then shotgun catches it and literally just shuttles it out as quickly as possible.
Did you watch the 60-yard seeds he was throwing on the run?
I think that's right.
Yeah, you know who else was doing that? Zach Wilson.
I understand.
I tend not to put too much stock in those throws.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, give you a chance to win Aerosmith tickets. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 for the morning matchup here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.